Models of self-representation. Among key figures in the struggle for power from the late Republic to the early Empire. Level 2. During the 2nd and 1st centuries BC, Rome's expansionist policies not only established it as the dominant power in the Mediterranean, but also brought it into direct contact with the Hellenistic culture that flourished across Greece and the East. This encounter would permanently transform Roman society. The process was gradual but profound. Rome's strict moral values came under intense scrutiny in the face of Greece's refined cultural traditions. The poet Horace famously captured this shift with the line, "Grecia capta ferum victorem cepit." Captive Greece took captive her fierce conqueror. A reference to the powerful cultural influence Greece exerted on Rome. This process, known to historians as Hellenization, coincided with one of the most complex periods in Roman history, a time marked by internal conflict and rapid political change that ultimately led to the fall of the republican system and the rise of the Principate. The visual language imported from Greece, along with the types of messages it conveyed, played an active role in undermining traditional Roman values and in shaping the new models of self-representation that would later take hold. A clear example of this shift can be seen in the contrast between the nude statue of the Hellenistic ruler, depicted as a god or hero, and the typical Roman celebratory statue, known as the Togetus. The attributes of the latter were used to indicate the subject's civic role, not their individual merits or any superhuman qualities. The sobriety and egalitarianism of these images reflected the values of the res publica, in which each person served the good of the state and was not set apart from others. Above all, no man could be associated with a god. All of this changed dramatically over the course of the 1st century BC. Celebratory statues depicting figures in heroic nudity or wearing armour in the Greek style became widespread even among Roman aristocrats, who used them to assert their personal rivalries. This trend reached its peak after the death of Caesar in 44 BC, a turning point in Roman history. Octavian, Caesar's adopted son and political heir, immediately declared his intention to avenge his father and launched a campaign for Caesar's deification. As a result, he began calling himself Divi Filius, son of the deified one. This marked a profound shift in representation, one that mirrored Octavian's growing power. On the one hand, he presented himself to the people and the Senate as the restorer of the Republic, while on the other, in commemorative statues, he adopted the imagery of a Hellenistic ruler. Octavian quickly understood and exploited the power of imagery during a politically fragile period. In addition to associating his image with that of the divine Caesar, he strengthened it by positioning himself in contrast to his chief rival, Mark Antony. Once allies, the two soon became competitors for power, and their rivalry played out through mutual smear campaigns. Octavian portrayed himself as favoured by the god Apollo, a symbol of morality and order, values he promised to restore. In contrast, Antony was linked to Dionysus, representing immorality and excess, an embodiment of the Eastern-style cultural decay that, in Octavian's narrative, threatened to bring about Rome's downfall. This ideological battle was waged not only through statues and coins bearing their respective images, but also through architecture, such as the newly constructed Temple of Apollo on the Palatine Hill. Octavian's victory over Antony at the Battle of Actium in 31 BC confirmed his military supremacy. But it was also a cultural victory, a triumph over luxuria and the perceived decadence of the Eastern way of life. Later, in 27 BC, Octavian was proclaimed Augustus, an unprecedented honorary title that effectively placed him above all other men. From that moment on, a new image of the princeps was promoted, more composed and classicizing than earlier representations. More broadly, Augustus initiated a sweeping cultural renewal program that touched every aspect of Roman society, aiming to strengthen national identity and pride. A new visual language emerged. While it still looked to the Greek world, it drew inspiration not from the Hellenistic, Baroque, and emotional style, but from the measured, rational ideals of classical Greece. Alongside military conquest and political strategy, Augustus carried out a complex cultural and ideological operation, one that undoubtedly contributed to the longevity of his principate, which lasted 44 years until his death in 14 AD.